If ever there was an organization dedicated to selling the most vile of perversions to us and our children as not only perfectly good and awesome, but even better than good and awesome, the NFL certainly fits the bill. While football is an amazing sport, the NFL is one of the more vile, disgusting organizations on the planet at the moment, hell-bent on shoveling tons of money into pro-homosexuality, pro-transgender insanity in order to help create the culture of easily controlled morons and state dependence that the elite ruling predator class has been cultivating for generations. Now, before I go any further into this latest big gay NFL drama, if you appreciate content like this, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the newsletter at hellraiserreport.com. Now back to the big gay NFL. This week, the National Football League seized on the opportunity to celebrate the coming out of an active player. Before going on, I should make it clear that I personally love football and was once a dedicated follower and fan of the NFL. I still like to watch a good game from time to time, so I am not one of those all sports are evil kind of guy or anything like that. I just can't stand the way that the elite abuser class has been able to use corporations and businesses like the NFL to pervert even great sports like football into weapons of culture warfare aimed at undermining and perverting the masses into ever more confused, compliant, and easily controlled human resources for the elite abuser class to feed upon and use and abuse as they see fit. This is why every power player, and I mean every power player in NFL management and practically everyone on an NFL payroll who has had anything to say about the newly out gay player has only had gushing praise to offer. The massive wave of pro-homosexuality sentiment and propaganda flowing from the mouths and Twitter feeds of everyone suckling at the NFL teat is stunning, especially when you consider that so many players, including many very well-paid stars, are also professing Christians. Are any of them taking a clear biblical stand against homosexuality at this very relevant moment? I'm tempted to laugh, but maybe there are some out there doing just that. I just haven't seen it yet. And if they are taking a biblical stand against homosexuality in light of this tragedy, and that's what it is when a man comes out as gay, it's a tragedy. In light of this tragedy and the rest of the league's celebration and promotion of such an evil, destructive thing as homosexuality, shouldn't some Christian multimillionaire star player who doesn't even need another paycheck have the guts to take a public stand for Christ as King and lovingly proclaim the gospel command to repent, believe, and be saved as it applies directly to homosexuality? Isn't this a great opportunity for that? We all know that the player who seizes that particular opportunity will be savaged by the forces of tolerance and raked over the coals by the seething, hypocritical, anti-Christian bigots who are hell-bent on perverting the culture into oblivion. But so what? Isn't that what we as Christians are supposed to do? Take a stand? If we don't do it, who will? So keep an eye out for the Christians in the NFL who do just that, and please let me know in the comment section below if you find anything along those lines going on publicly, online or off, but publicly, that's the key. Are Christians in positions of influence and who are making a ton of money with the NFL, who is promoting all of this evil, are those Christians willing to put things on the line and take a stand for Christ as King, even if it will cost them their massive paychecks? Now, in the meantime, remember, the NFL hates Christ, it hates Christ's kingdom, and it hates his people. The NFL, as it stands now, is defined by greed, consumed by pride, and is committed to promoting the most vile of perversions as virtuous and good. This is why the NFL will not last. This is why the NFL cannot last. It's why the National Football League will be swept aside and into the dustbin of history under the Psalm 2 judgment of the king that it has rejected. Now more than ever, in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and anti-freedom mobs, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.